Fixing the sauces and I call you back. Running around in the city, I run it, I like it, I'm busy, so I call you back. Flipping the switches and bitches, come witness the joy and the feelings and I call you back. Never the life of the party, but I get it started, it's business and I call you back. It's business and business. It's business, it's business, and I call you back. It's business, it's business. It's business, it's business, and I call you back. It's business, it's business. It's business, it's business, and I call you back. It's business, it's business. It's business, it's business, and I call you back, 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 back. Hello, and thank you for joining Expressive Espresso. I'm your host, Alexis T. Andrew. This is just an update of the previous episode. I wanted to share my experience about the process of being 21 days a fugitive. From sunup to sundown, I practiced part of the alkaline diet. Once sundown hit, I was able to eat whatever I want. When I shared and talked about this with certain people, initially some people thought I was doing this for weight loss, but that wasn't the case. I was doing this for discipline, humility, growth, and prosperity. Initially, I strived to let go of several things as well as practicing the diet, social media, television, certain kinds of music, alcohol, and coffee. Social media, that ended fast, as well as television. The music challenge stuck around. I drove in silence and listened to NPR or different types of podcasts, but honestly, that wasn't a challenge for me. The challenge hit Sunday, March 12th, when the time changed. I started craving coffee like crazy, and I was tired of drinking tea. I wanted to have a drink of wine when I had a stressful day, and as soon as I came home, but I let alcohol go too. And that was until my mother came over for family game night, and initially the temptation stuck, so we had rum. So my 21 days ended up being 22 days a fugitive. I relapsed. And it happens. Like I said before, you pick yourself back up and you move forward. And that's what goes into the title today. Either you evolve or you die. So just think about if you've been replaced in a relationship or if you were fired from a job. Unexpected change like this happens all the time. And it's painful. So allow yourself 24 hours to sulk, to do that ugly cry, curse, whatever you may need to do. But after those 24 hours are up, it's time to move on and formulate a plan. Because with life, you have to be adaptable to the problems that you face, which leads to number two. Be open to criticism. So after you sulked and got your ego back in place, this would be a great time to ask for feedback. And the truth, I once asked an ex-boyfriend of mine what were some things he didn't necessarily like about our relationship. I came to that question with an open mind because we're not perfect and I'm coachable in all aspects of my life. He then told me that I had a problem with lying. Initially, I was like, you're full of it. So there goes my clear mind, right? But he was explaining his experience in a relationship with me at that time. Even with this podcast, I received feedback about the audio with the first initial episodes, which I quickly changed. And that honest feedback helps me to stay open, coachable, and it helps me take accountability for my actions. Speaking of feedback, feel free to give me a 5-star review on iTunes, share with your family and friends. And if there's something in particular you want to hear on the show, email me at eethepodcast@gmail.com. Last, make a decision. Either you're going to evolve or die. And it's pretty much that simple. In 2020, several jobs are going to be replaced by automation, according to the New York Post. It's been happening already with self-checkout at the grocery stores, and now several fast food chains are implementing the automation with their service. Set up a plan and execute it. Will it be perfect? Of course not. And I don't want to leave you with the illusion that it'll be easy either. The process may be long, but instant gratification costs in the long run. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I have been your host, Alexis DeAndrew. And until we meet again, have a great week.
Aren't you tired of making those same grammar mistakes over and over again with that email? Tired of seeing the laziness on an email with the words want instead of won't? There's an easier way to stand out from the crowd. Introducing Grammarly. Grammarly's focus is to make sure everything you type is easy to read, effective, and mistake-free. Try them out using the code bit.ly/ibeforeE2. That's bit.ly/ibeforeE2. Thanks for listening.